You're about as far from fine as
I'm closer to fine. Who sang that?
That was the fucking
Indigo Girls.
Indigo Girls.
Thank you, and you know that because you are
losers.
Okay.
No.
All right.
My sexual orientation.
Oh, that could be a good. I'm embarrassed to like the song show.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so.
Closer to fine.
Yes. You're in your car. You made it here.
My tie-dye shirt, my butch haircut.
Was that tie-dye?
And double lighters,
was
dude.
That a tie-dye thing?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that was just chicks taking over.
Chicks taking over.
Chicks taking over the planet.
You know what? Thank God for that.
Yep.
Because we didn't do so good of a job.
Yeah, we're not doing so good.
No choice.
Hey, it's Notes from the Underground. I always say that in the beginning of the show so that people know what the hell they're listening to, but maybe I don't need to.
No, I think you do, because it's Nunderground.
It's the Nunderground.
No, I got from Nunder Cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Cheese that's from the Nunderground.
Wow,
just, that was great. Thank you. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. This is great. Wait, no, listen. No, you talk.
No, shut up, Bobby.
No, we're not talking. We're going to go into music.
What are we doing?
We're starting the show.
We have no idea. What do you mean, what are we doing?
It's July 20th, 2005, so they know when we recorded. I'm saying that. And then we just go right in on some music, right?
No, you go in on a sound effect, always.
I always start with sound
always.
Effect. And then go into the music.
Yeah.
Is that really a problem, though?
You go on a medley of sound effects.
Are the sound effects out of control?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No,
it's not a particularly weak sound effect.
Oh.
Thank you.
So let's see. That was
really cool.
A listener. I was a listener submitted. Let's see. Lucid Nation contacted my MySpace account, and they said, "Add me and play me on your show."
And we said, "Sweet, we'll do that."
So I said, "Shiggity, shiggity, shwa,
shwa, shwa, shwa,
Swifty five,
Swifty five, one, two, three, 19, Swifty five."
And then on top of that was the Bomb Happies with the song "Madness."
Prior to, you mean?
Yeah, prior to. I said on top of that, but prior to would work too.
Or aforehand.
Ladies, this and gentlemen, this is the aforementioned. It's actually semantics from the underground.
Semantics from the underground. On top of that, aforehand.
Before I correct, correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong. Oh, that's not a fist.
okay, like three fingers. I'm trying to teach Bobby microphone etiquette because so I've been getting comments from some of you guys like that, like
welcome
Bobby,
to the jungle.
Bobby is like yelling.
No, Bobby, three fingers up, not think fingers across.
Wait, you mean like that?
No, like this.
Oh, dude, that's not even close to a fist.
it's like
one finger short.
Right,
it's pretty pathetic. If you can see it, it's pretty pathetic. But I do need to. I don't want to come in hot. All right.
No, it's good.
I want to come in lukewarm.
Right now, you're
considering
money.
The temperature. Right now,
it's fucking God. Hot.
It is. It's really hot.
It's brutal, dude. What's up with it? It feels like it's the East Coast.
I know it's muggy. It's like
East Coast.
It's
more
like
humid
wet.
Than this. This no, is dry.
This is not dry.
Today it was. It was 109 in the valley, and it was dry.
It's not
dry.
This
in
is
the
not humidity. Dry.
But I don't like when people quote Eddie Murphy and they say, "Yeah, but it's a dry heat." I hate that. It's just fucking hot.
It's just butt
no one,
ass
no
hot.
No one was quoting Eddie Murphy.
No, not you guys.
Just
everybody. Just calm at my work was like, "Oh yeah, but it's a dry heat, so I can deal with it." I'm like, "Dude, your car is on fire."
Yeah, I understood that.
They run out of the building and then go, "Ah!"
Proper. All you got is proper metaphor.
I got to be honest though, it's definitely a problem for me because I put crap in my hair, which is all like beeswax based and all heat sensitive. So on really hot days, I start getting this shit.
What kind of stuff you got in your hair?
Like I put like I'll put you know this stuff right here. It's called weird. Hold on, let me grab it.
Oh, how perfect!
It's called. It's called Weird Stuff.
It's called Weird
Stuff. How perfect is that, man?
By
How
Stiff
Stuff. He's got crap in his hair called Weird Stuff.
By
weird.
Stiff Stuff. It's a sculpting paste, but it's got like, you know, it's got like beeswax and all these other things that are super heat sensitive. It like drips all over me. And like, I read my Harry Potter book, my nerd book, and it's like big old oil drip from my
That's
hair.
Gross.
I feel like I've got like Jerry Curl.
If you're dripping on the book you're reading, something's wrong. But a bigger question is, when you pulled out the pomade just now, which I thought was pretty bold, you know, because you never want to pull out your pomade. And
like, not, yeah, not, yeah,
you like, admit to the fact
whatever.
That I jizz in my hair?
No, it's just, I mean, we all use product. Hey, I'm nostriling half away. they don't understand that. Listen, when you said that, I was thinking to myself, do you watch the show Blowout at all on Bravo with that character, Jonathan? Jonathan Anton.
Is he the one with the tattoos that was the
yeah,
asshole
he's like,
and took his shirt
yeah,
off?
Yeah, no, he's like, he's doing really well. And I watched the show. And
but
I'm,
wasn't he on another show beforehand?
I don't know, but I watched this show.
Ride a motorcycle, this dude?
He might. He's got a Mercedes. He's got a lot of toys, but he has this show called Blowout, and it's one of those reality show guys succeeding shows, and he's a stylist in Beverly Hills, and I was like, my girlfriend says, He's totally closeted. He's got to be gay. And I keep watching the show trying to figure out, like, is the guy or is he? And he's a very, very charismatic dude who's starting to succeed really well. So when you brought up that pomade, doesn't make a big difference here. I just wanted to know if you watched the show.
You were just, your gaydar went.
Wait, hold on
a second. No, I know. It was a long
For Christ's sakes, it took you 25 minutes to ask me if I've ever seen the show?
Well, it was more than that. It was more than that. It was like, I wanted to know if that was Jonathan
Jesus,
product.
Dude, that was terrible.
I thought it was Jonathan product you're going to bring out of your bag.
What? No, this
No, but his shit doesn't melt in 128 degree heat.
Right, but his shit doesn't cost you $3.95.
Oh, yes, it does. He's been on CVC, man.
What's CVC?
CVC Network?
I don't know. Which one's that?
You're so random, it feels me. Or maybe I am. I don't know. I know how you wanna sleep. But these neuroses.
drive you off a cliff. So before we get to that, I gotta say sorry, I take it back. I'm sure you don't want to burn me apart down. So before we get to that, could you please just take it back? Looks as though you were cursed. As for being difficult, I'm the worst. But at times you'll find I'll make it easy on you. I know what a jerk I am, and what a pain in the ass you are. But I don't want to drive you off a cliff. So before we get to that, I gotta say sorry. So before we get to that, could you please just take it back? Listen, I heard what you said. You don't have to repeat it. I'd rather the conversation. Drive you off a cliff. So before we get to that, I gotta say sorry, I take it back. I'm sure you don't want to burn me apart down. So before we get to that, could you please just take it back?
Carolina, do your lips still taste like strawberry wine? Summer air and chamomile. When you pass by, do the stars still stop and look in your eyes? And I know just how they must feel. Morning, do you still rise like a flower child and shake the night time from your hair? And in the twilight hours, you get up, take a morning shower, and I'd give anything. Your boyfriend leave you alone.
So what do you think?
I love the harmonies in that last track.
That was cool. What was that? What were those two?
Okay, well, the one we just heard was Carolina by Ox. And Ox is from Vancouver. And just I think they're on Second Nature Records. And they're dope. I just found it on a site out there, Pitchfork. And then the other one I also found on Pitchfork was called Loquat. And I had to give them much props because I saw like San Francisco in their little blurb. So I went and checked them out, and they're on. Mitch, you know this band? This record company called the Jack Pine Social Club.
Yeah, Eros was talking about them. One of the bands that he brought in was on Jack Pine Social Club.
Yeah, so they're on Jack Pine Social Club.
Do you remember what band that was? He was, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
God, I can't. Wasn't it like Porcupine Tree or Oranger? Wasn't Oranger
no,
on?
It was
Jack?
Oranger. No, yeah. No, because Oranger's from up north. I thought.
I don't know.
I can't remember either. But these guys, I guess they came out with their. This is the trippiest thing about these guys. I was reading more about them. They came out with this album that we were, you know, that this last song called Take It Back was from, the song that was before Ox. And it was named 2004, one of 2004's best albums in Spain, alongside like Franz Ferdinand, all these other things. Yeah, it was like a trip. They just haven't made a name for themselves here.
Dude,
they're very dream poppy from like they felt very English dream poppy to
cool.
me.
I just heard on the radio that there's a thing called the Mercury Awards or something like that that's going on in England right now that I've not...
My bad.
Yeah. Whoa.
See, what the bad thing is to break things when you're doing this.
Serious.
Sorry.
You just totally broke stuff.
Sorry. Jesus.
Radio Mercury Awards.
Yeah.
What's that?
And I'm not sure which one... I'm not sure. I mean, it's got like this year's nominees are like Block Party and the Kaiser Chiefs.
Oh, right.
And MIA. And
is it like England's?
Yeah, it's like England's version of like
the Cali Awards,
the Grammys or whatever. I don't know. It's supposedly like really big. Coldplay's in there.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so that's what we got. Well, those are some great picks there. And I'm digging it. And we're listening to some stuff in the background here too. What's it?
Oh, this was the filler stuff you were talking about, right? But it's not filler. It's just good. We couldn't play it.
No, not even that. We just wanted to play something that was like instrumental behind us and give more,
a little bit more feel. So yeah. It's not just like stark contrast between us yelling and then like the background.
Oh yeah, this is Clue to Kahlo.
Yeah.
I found them. Going to, Architects. For Helsinki or Helsinki
this
Architecture. I don't know, it's another band I was trying to get MP3 for that are awesome. And they had a link to these guys, and I just checked them out, and they're awesome.
They are.
There's a. they kind of all over the place. There's like also some very rocky stuff, and I want to play one of their more traditional songs in another show.
Pulling through on the tunes this week, Zachary.
Dude, you know, I'm just trying to...
You know, I'm just trying to play... Why are you always trying to play me out?
Well, last week I didn't bring nothing, dog. I didn't bring nothing.
Bobby, where is my Bobby Bell?
He is on the microphone. Three nostrils away.
Oh, where can he be?
He's approximately three fists
and a nostril away.
Approximately three fists and a nostril.
So, dude, Bobby, are you chilling because it's hot?
No, I'm...
Is your Jerry Curl dripping?
I'm just checking out Mitch's, you know, when he brings up his little graphic soundboard?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, I'm going, I don't know anything about technology.
No.
That's really what's hitting me right now. I'm like, all these fucking... It's the same thing as a soundboard in person, but it's up on his computer screen, and I'm going, God, there's so many
just
buttons.
Pretty much I really don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's just technology. .com. I don't know. .com/.
Dude, I just got a... I'm getting a little, what do you call it? Instant message.
From who?
From Seth.
Oh, what'd he say?
From Worst Music You've Ever Heard. I'm trying to call him.
What's his poop?
I'll chat with Seth.
Hello. Hello, Seth.
Hello, it's Seth.
Where are you? Waiting for you calling.
I love... Do you remember those shows that we have?
Okay, he's gonna...
Come on, Bobby, what the hell? I'm not carrying the fucking show by myself here, dude.
You are well capable of firing up banter. Fire it up.
I'm fucking trying, but
fire it up. You've got your laptop on your fucking lap right now.
It's only...
Go ahead.
Oh, that was our first hot zone, wasn't it?
Hot zone. It's either hot or nothing.
Well, I got excited. Now I'm five fists away. What? Excited.
What? Bobby's a little shy because he got reprimanded before the show. We said, you know, we already went over this.
But I raise my voice, I don't even know. Like, here I am. I'm at least a foot away. If I yell at you, I'm still hot.
Then push it away. But don't, you know.
All right.
You know, just be conscious of where it is and where your levels are.
My own little personal wah-wah pedal.
Well, here's the other thing. You notice when you're wah-wah-wahing, you're putting it to your chest.
Oh, yeah. That's where my heart beats, Zach.
Right. But it is not where the sound comes out. This is the technical pod show.
Where's it? That's it. Your voice sounds weird.
What's that, dude?
Oh, we're getting a call.
I'm on Planet Xenon. Is it Lee the Dork? Please, no. We need a Lee the Dork sighting.
I hope he calls.
Me too. We got Seth calling.
Hello?
It's connecting, see?
I don't know. I don't understand. What I think I've gotten the Bobby balls.
Your balls are still on my window, by the way. And you know what that means. I don't even care about the podcast.
They almost
put
got
your balls
up
on my window and you suck.
They almost got rolled up.
Fucking, I think those are eyelashes that I'm supposed to make wishes on, and they turn out to be your fucking ball pubes. I thought it was Mitch.
You explain this
Mitch,
story?
Yeah. For those of you who don't understand what's going on,
odds are it'll take me
during our
here we go.
During Mitch, our greeting,
Mitch,
during
Mitch
our
pulls
greeting.
Up. Mitch pulls up in front of my car to get to the underground, and I'm reading a book, and I'm like, "Oh, there's Mitch. I'm gonna still finish the chapter." And in the time that Mitch is parking and me putting my head down, Zach shows up, and I don't know that he's there. And I look over to my left, thinking it's Mitch knocking on my car window, and I see Zach's balls. And that's sweet.
I don't know.
I don't understand why you didn't just roll the window up.
Oh my god! No. Can you imagine? Just slice those fucking nuts off. Yes.
Oh man.
I think I would deserve it. Why we?
You know you would bleed to death.
Dude, it would suck.
You would bleed profusely from your fucking sack.
Well, okay, let's not talk about that.
You ever seen the show Blowout?
It's not.
That man was resurrected after bleeding from the sack. There's no chance.
Come on, dude.
I'm here.
Why are you so pissed that I put my nuts on your car?
I'm not pissed. I just want to make a wish on your pubes. Hi, buddy. Oh, that's just that. We're down 5 ratings points for that.
It's getting weird. Let's just play some music, and then maybe Seth will call in after the show, pick it up with something rocking, and
Las Vegas.
Tell everybody what's going down.
All right.
Who's this? Saying?
This is what, the Vegas?
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But my favorite part is the end of it. We'll be right back.
Bobby, wasn't that
Thank
yours?
Thank you, Bobby. But I found them randomly.
That was a ear splitter.
Oh.
Wait a second. What did I do? Mitch, now my tunes are causing problems?
No, well, Mitch turned up the sound so that Seth could hear us, and then all of a sudden, like, he got nailed.
Seth got nailed. Say hello, Seth.
Hello, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Seth from Worst Music.
Does he have a nickname?
Seth
the third son of Albert.
Third son of Albert.
You've mentioned that.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
Can I ask you a question about this? I have a problem. I have a problem. What's up with the nicknames?
Everyone has to have one.
Oh, it's my artist name.
It's like a pen name.
Yeah, but how do you have like Seth, third son of Albert, and Fun Time Ben? And then it's just
Mitch,
Zach,
and
Bob. Well,
I was just curious.
There's a contingency of East Coast podcasters.
Well, they have separate podcasts, though.
I'm just saying there's a contingency of close podcasters who all
have nicknames,
pseudonyms.
I don't think anyone wants to just be their full name.
What do you think, Seth?
It's not sexy.
Zach,
Mitch.
McAllister.
Right?
Yeah. We just call him Peanut. Wow.
All right. We call him the impotent Little Mitch. That's what we call him.
Impotent Little Mitch.
Oh, that's that's great. That's perfect.
Hey, do you have a dial tone sound effect?
No. I don't have a... No, I don't.
You know, we call that double click. Click. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Are you guys doing audio sound?
Yes. Mitch is having fun with Pro Tools.
I'm getting, like, wicked feedback.
Are you really?
Hair. How's that?
I didn't get it before you played the song, though.
How many loads have you smoked, Seth?
Nah, it's gone now.
Okay, cool. Bobby just asked how many loads you smoked.
He did what?
Yeah.
Yeah. He asked how many loads you smoked.
Oh, I don't smoke. I don't do any drugs.
Neither.
I'm like moderate edge.
Are you really moderate edge?
Moderate edge. What is that, like Chardonnay?
No, it's like a slightly curved edge.
Zinfandel?
Exactly.
He's like a small protractor.
Straight edge.
Right, he's a small protractor.
Moderate edge people... They like to have sex and drink.
Oh, you're like sex and a mimosa, and you're ready to go, right?
Exactly.
Talking
about
bring
like,
it.
Whiskeys, if you know what I mean.
Are you
whiskeys?
Are you vegan?
Am I what?
Are you vegan?
Churn the butter, baby.
Do not eat the meats.
Do I eat meat? Yeah, I eat meat on occasion.
Hey, moderately. You know, with that little thing, that
moderately.
You just...
He's a protractor. There's straight edge and there's protractors, and the dude's a protractor.
There's the round edge and the straight side.
Well, my brother used to be straight edge, and he's slightly shifting into the protractor realm. Two ladies already there.
When you said the vegan thing, and I know that it doesn't connect really on dialects, but I would just give a shout out today. What is it, July 20th, Mitch?
Yes, yeah. It is.
July 20th, James Doohan from Star Trek, Scotty, died.
Today?
Yep. Yeah, I just want to give him a major shout out because I don't even care how much you watch it. You've heard his legacy.
Yeah.
Beam Me Up, whatever it was. And then another piece of trivia was he never said Beam Me Up ever in the show. Beam Me Up Scotty was never uttered
spoken.
In the show ever. And people think it is. It's not. So what does sure that have that? To do with
yeah,
you,
that
Seth?
That sounds weird. You mean that Captain Kirk never said Beam Me Up Scotty?
It was always Energize or Beam Me Up. Or get me the fuck
off
this
planet.
Oh, but
never beam me up, Scotty.
Or we've lost another red shirt.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. You know, give me a tricorder reading. The tricorder.
Johnson, you're darker than most of us. Exactly. Find out what that terrible glow is.
At least black people were on that show, you know?
Hey, dude, it's pretty rough.
They were
like...
Klingons.
No. Those guys, no, they were not. They were not
people
black.
People of color, but they were always...
getting Captain Sisko.
Exactly. Oh, dude, you can't go that many generations down. We're still... Wait, Worf was black. Underneath.
Yeah, that's the next
Geordi
generation.
LaForge.
Oh yeah,
Captain Sisko.
And he
next.
Wore those glasses Everybody's that you could get at any Chevron on the way to Vegas before they were popular.
Yes, he
the
did.
The little thin strip. Yeah. I love those. Go for what's his name? Lamar Burton.
Lamar,
you're sitting pretty in a
hey, wait,
beach
so,
somewhere.
Everybody loves him though.
Yeah, dude. Of course,
the Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow. Yeah, we grew
exactly.
up with a Reading Rainbow. Take a trip. It's it or take a look. It's in a book. It's a
one
reading
singular
rainbow.
Sensation. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the odd thing, though. I guess that our parents' generation like knows him as like Kunta Kinte from the Roots movie. I'm serious.
I know that. Yeah.
We all know him as like the friendly guy from Reading Rainbow. You know? It's like a cultural thing.
Wow, that is a total shift in how you view Lamar Burton.
Oh, you want to hear something trippy? I'm driving Hollywood Boulevard today. I see Marilyn Monroe talking to an Elvis who does not look like Elvis at all. The guy was like Latin and 70.
And Spider-Man
SpongeBob
comes in.
It was like, you want to talk about fucking weird shit going on. That there
what,
you
was
go.
It your Halloween party or what?
No, this is,
no, it's L.A.
This is in front of the Man Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. Traffic at a standstill and people taking pictures of anything they can take a picture of.
Have you ever been out here?
To L.A.? No, I've never been to L.A.
Okay. Don't worry, Allen Iverson's great. He's cool. Just live with Allen.
I fucking hate that guy.
Good.
Yeah, understandably.
Fucking kill me now.
The Phillies are sweet, too.
Understandably.
But I lived in San Francisco for 6 months. Well, not in San Francisco. I should rephrase that. Outside of, I guess, in San Jose, actually.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah.
How is that even remotely San Francisco?
We're all Bay Area guys here sitting here.
Well,
going,
not Bobby, but. Well, yeah, he went to Berkeley.
He went to Berkeley.
Yeah, so we're all like.
He's not from there.
That's not San Francisco.
Oh, because you lingered there for a few more months.
Don't cry.
So do you like LA? Legend?
Yes.
Yeah. I do.
I lived in New York, so I got to say, Philly is one of my favorite all time places. I went over to Philly.
Well, I love Philly. It's a dynamic place. It doesn't have quite the scene that like other cities have, though, but it's very lived in. It's very real. It's full of a lot
of
interesting
people. Seth
has
something to say. We got
to
let him say.
I'm very down for Philly. I went to there. I used to work for DC Comics, and I went there for a Comic Con. And I had one of the best times I've ever had. There was like just
I know
good feel of things. There's a couple like undergroundy kind of bars we went to that had a lot of good hip hop and it's cool.
There's a ton of that.
Yeah. So I was down for just to see any sort of music, you know.
Hey Seth, are there any other good podcasts in the Philly area that we should know about?
Or are you the Philly?
There was one, but it disappeared really fast. It was called Celebrity. Well, it was Today's Vibe, and without a celebrity.com, there was like a Philly, like guys who do some of the local like weekly sarcastic paper writers. And they did a podcast. It was pretty hilarious.
But they didn't do
kind
like...
of similar to yours, only that it doesn't really focus on music. But, right. They weren't really a podcast, though, because they didn't have... They like to call themselves that, but they didn't have an RSS feed.
Oh, gotcha. Know? So yeah, so they're just posting MP3s to their site.
And I'm like telling them, like, you guys have to have an RSS feed, and you know.
Right.
They're like, yeah, we'll tell our technical people. And then they just stopped doing them, like, 2 weeks ago, so...
Oh, really?
I mean, we'll probably mention them when they start back up, but...
So didn't you
that's about it.
You sent me an email earlier in the week indicating that you wanted to comment on some of the stuff we were talking about last week with regards to PodSafe music and you know being you know freely downloadable versus explicit permission. I'm not sure what you wanted to say, but
bring
I don't
the
know.
Pain.
Bring the pain.
Who,
yeah.
Who was harping on that? Was that Bobby?
No, I don't harp on anything. I just talk into the microphone.
He just knows
no, really loud. Saying, like let the people download the music.
That
let
was
them,
me,
Seth.
You know.
That was Zach.
That was Zach.
Okay, Zach. I can't tell your voices apart.
Oh, that's fair. It's fair.
But,
you know why? Because we're the same person, and no one knows it yet.
But hey, okay. So anyway,
yeah,
so
shut up.
So what you wanted to comment on the fact that we were one of us was saying the importance of making it possible for people just to download whatever.
Yeah, I think my comment was that'll be an eventuality, but that it will probably like ruin podcasting to a large extent, because there's this article I read that was saying, oh, and music podcasting really hasn't taken off because people can't play whatever they want.
Uh-huh.
But if you let everyone play whatever the fuck they want, I mean, you're on my show are going to be like the last thing that anyone listens to, and it you know even then we'll be competing with other people, and who's to say that like I wouldn't want to play like some obscure like Andrew Bird track over that you know that isn't freely downloadable, but maybe I bought the CD or something over like me going out to a bar and like trying to find another band, you know, because it's a lot of fucking work to do that shit.
But wouldn't it be then just the people that were playing the best music that were had the popular shows? I mean,
wouldn't we fill a niche?
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess it wouldn't. I think it'd kill shows like ours.
I understand the feeling because I think the minute you said that, I started getting that kind of like, oh, right, because the minute it's no longer pod safe, it loses some of what this is about right now.
And I mean, promoting under-promoted bands.
Under-promoted bands who won't get the promotion and therefore are feeling like they have to put their music out there. But I also think part of what we do, and correct me if you don't agree with this, Seth, is that the people who do put the music out are the people who we are promoting, and it simply because it's pod safe currently. But if more people would put out their tracks, more people would promote them regardless, and we would have a larger variety of show types.
Stop touching your nipples. Now listen, on True. That note, hey, Seth, check this out. Isn't it a crime that bands that are not even close to on the map yet on MySpace have their grayed out download section on that whatever it is, that regular
that
player?
That is really
It's lame because I played a band tonight called The Las Vegas, and I've never heard of them, but I found them and I wanted to play them, and I'm glad that there was a tune available. But for all the other bands that are just starting out, for you to not provide a download, you're crazy. I mean, people should be able to get your stuff.
Because I think that's the real revolution with podcasting, at least at this moment, and in terms of music podcasting specifically, is like all of a sudden it started to click, like all the, you know, pieces of puzzle came together the other day for like 2 seconds, of course, and then it was obliterated by some stupid TV show. But, you know, I realized like this is the new independent,
medium.
Publicizing of your music, it's free marketing for unsigned, you know, never heard of bands,
right?
And you can have up to thousands. I don't understand why every band who isn't decent isn't like humping the leg of every podcaster who plays music and be like, play my shit,
right?
Because that's like, you know, 1,000 people here, 600 people there, you know,
instant marketing. I mean,
that's more ears than you ever had before.
And right, that's
really
larger than any show you could play, and they can replay
it. It's absolutely crazy, because it's like you don't have to get on the radio. All of a sudden now, your buddy who has a computer can put you in front of 1,000 people.
Can put you in front of an unlimited amount
of
people.
No, but I see what you're saying, Seth, and I think that's an interesting point, and that is that right now it works, because there's only a select few who are understanding it and buying into it. And so those are the... That's the crew that's sort of getting promoted. But then once that breaks down and all these big guys, Columbia and Universal and all them realize, then we're back to where we were a couple months ago.
But
before
isn't that what's happening anyway? I mean, listen, in the last... I mean, we talked about this just before the show.
What, with iTunes,
the
opening
iTunes
up and stuff?
iTunes starts, makes this announcement. We're going to have this new iTunes player come out that recognizes podcasts and has a podcast aggregator so that you can subscribe to podcasts and check out your favorite shows weekly and or whenever they're uploaded, right? So then the minute that happens, there's a podcast top 100 shows, and we talked last week about getting into it, and we were like, we want to make it to number 76, you know.
Yeah.
That was our
and
goal.
Now we're
my
out
goal. And
now
the minute,
we're out
the minute, well, it's
well, you guys really don't have any control over that though.
No, but the minute the reason none of them we're
yeah,
not
no,
in it
right.
is because it's all large, well-funded radio and or TV shows,
but none of them are playing music.
They're doing gadget shows.
Not necessarily true.
One of the
number one plays music. And
no, Nick Hardcore has a five minute show. It's not. It's one track. He plays one pod safe track a week.
That's to be honest, like how many of those shows do we listen to though?
Negative.
I really wouldn't know.
I've been surfing around, and honestly, this whole thing hasn't. I'm not. I'm still waiting for the next Why Me and the next Tracks Up the Tree and
Mount
the next
Zion.
My Silver Mount Zion. You know, I'm not. I haven't found a new one that I'm that excited about through all of this. So yeah, you're right. I don't know
but
if it's I,
for me.
Done
the
a lot
message
of good.
Is to all those unsigned bands out there that are now flooding MySpace, and MySpace is like it's this new thing on its own.
Uh-huh.
put your best track that you think people
love.
Yeah,
just make one down.
Make it available, because you will show up and market yourself in ways you never thought possible. You're fighting yourself if you like try to be exclusive or make people buy you at CD Baby or something like that. Stop it. Put your track out. And well, it pissed me off.
I'm not talking about a full album either.
Just a track.
I mean, Seth, your opinion on this would be great. I'm not talking about when I say that I want people to, you know, put their tracks out there. It's like, give me a portable sample that I can take, place in my iPod, and walk with. I can make... put it in mixes. I can. You know what I'm saying? It's like something. One track. Yeah. One track.
And even better than that is that every week that I walk in here, Seth, every week I walk in here and Mitch and Zach have something that I go, I would buy that.
And it's just. You bought something last
week. I bought two albums. One was the one I found and one was the one you found. And it's like, you guys, I mean, do this. I bought two albums off of what I heard that you guys brought. I am in the show, but I'm also affected by it. You know?
Right. It's, right.
Seth, you were saying something?
Most definitely. I said most definitely. Okay. I agree with everything you guys are saying for the most part.
I mean, I just don't understand why people are so hesitant. I just don't get it.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all, especially with MySpace stuff. I contact the bands. I have emails from like everyone.
It's so hard. It takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a douche, man. It's a big douche.
wrapped up like a douche.
Oh, I have like a standard email permission request to play music on podcast type thing.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
I usually don't mention it on the air, but I'm just like, they said we could, basically, you know. Very rarely. We don't ever go over that line.
So
that's
illegal.
We would never be sued.
Do you wait for correspondence back though before you put it on the show? You wait for it, absolutely. You don't just say I'm going to play it.
Well, we got that. I don't know if you noticed flotation toy warning. A lot. They're pretty big, right? I guess you guys haven't really turned around, right?
I've never gotten one of those. What is that?
Flotation toy warning is they're a band out of the UK that I'd heard of. And they're on like a major label. I guess their EP or their album was never released here. But I emailed them and said, nobody in the States really knows about your stuff. Can I play it? And they were like, there was a one sentence email back saying, yeah, sure, play some track.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I got from a band called.
Which is encouraging, though.
Yeah, that's what I got. Go ahead, sorry.
No, he's asking you, what were you going to say?
Oh, I did the same thing for a band called Japanther, who is really big kind of in this weird undergroundy way, and they're from New York and they play Brooklyn and all these different places, and everyone knows them that's from New York and Boston and stuff and some of the bigger cities, but no one out in the West Coast knows them. So I just wrote them and said, hey dude, if I go buy a single from you, can I play it? And they were like, sure, not a problem. You know, if you just get in touch with them.
On a completely unrelated note, well, not completely unrelated, but did you guys hear that Rupert Murdoch bought like the company that owns MySpace?
Yeah. Well, all right.
Yeah.
What are they gonna do? I mean,
is the jig up?
Scare you a little?
I work there.
He works at MySpace.
I work at MySpace.
You work at MySpace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retract. Oh, retract.
And it's kind of weird. Don't
tell them where you work.
It's kind of weird. And I need to be, you know, I need to be responsible toward the company and not say anything about this. Cause we have some pretty,
way to go, Seth.
We have some pretty tight, like, you know, press.
I'm asking the probing question.
Yeah.
Maury Povich.
I didn't realize,
so,
right. I didn't realize
let,
we had
no,
a,
yeah, well, I'm just going to be straight with that and say, honestly, I can't say anything about that. Very interesting. Can I play one of your tracks?
And have you stay on the line?
There's that one that I really liked.
I can stay on the line.
Great. Okay, pretending I can write.
Anything.
I really dig this song. So we're going to play it and turn the mics down, but...
Okay, it's an older track, to be fair. So.
Oh, hey, older is not lesser. Or
it is in my, whatever.
Okay.
That's so cool, Seth.
Seth, what was that track again?
I think that was Pretending I Can Write.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said that was
the
one
right
of...
on that one?
Or... Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the right one.
And you said that was one of your older tunes?
Yeah.
You have quite a few, you know, great tracks on your site.
Thanks. So do you, Mitchie.
Oh, Mitchie. Now, wow. Now we're on a Mitchie basis.
I hope you don't find that disrespectful.
No, no. My brothers and everybody else has been calling me that since I was a kid, so that's totally...
That and your I Am nickname.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that? I don't know if these guys didn't hear it, but...
Yeah, I checked it out, too.
Had a little Zen Buddhist podcast
Dude,
on Sunday.
Your brother's...
It's funny. It's kind of a funny thing, though. My wife reminded me, because I didn't really think about it. I have a younger brother named Mitch and an older brother named Mike, so...
Oh, really?
We got the whole McAllister family.
Well, you're missing my brother Mark and Matt. I have two other brothers.
Yeah, you know what it's like trying to keep their names straight. I changed their names this weekend. It's now Ark, At, Itch, and Ike. I got
that's
sick of
it. Cool. I like Ike.
Yeah, I do. I like Itch too.
Twice on that.
Itch, that's the worst one.
It's the best one.
Yeah, thanks.
So how do you know? No, how do you know Fun Time Ben, dude?
How do I know him? I met him online. We were on this, I'm not going to say that. That would be too ridiculous.
Oh, you got it. Do it.
was going to say internet dating service, but no. We met on the Mac, on the MacMusic.org forums.
Oh, yeah?
Like, we both happened to be buying audio interfaces at this, like, and talking about them, like, wanting to know, like, how to get them working and stuff at the same time. We just kind of ran into each other on the forums, which is not something I usually do, because forums are just a horrible place to communicate with people. Like, it gets so out of hand, you know?
Yeah, totally.
The ranting and the raving. But I went to his website, because, you know, you usually do that before you actually... I just saw that he was contributing. I never actually answered to anything that he had up there. And I went to upthetree.com, and he had... This is before he was ever podcasting, and he had posted one song that he had done by himself, and I had commented on him, like, you have a really nice voice, and this song seems like it could really go somewhere. You know, keep up the good work. And then our friendship kind of developed with emails after that. And then eventually, once he got into podcasting, way before I did, he started IMing me, and so we started talking a lot like that way, because we're both at work all day, like sitting in front of computers. and he was like, "You should totally podcast." That's why I attribute so much credit to him and give him props all the time, is because I wouldn't be podcasting if it wasn't for him.
Yeah, he kind of got me on the whole kick of doing, making sure that it was like my very first podcast. I did, like, you know, Block Party and like Queens of the Stone Age and, you know, all these like big bands, and he kind of got me on the kick of like not supporting those fuckers and going for the people that like actually needed the help. And
that's cool.
Yeah, totally. And now I'm really glad that's where
I give
going.
Him a lot of credit, you know, for inspiring at the very least. I mean, he's just a pretty cool dude. And then you know, we said we wanted to come up and meet them sometime, which is a really crazy experience, because that's the first time I've ever, you know, actually met someone who I met on the internet, like physically met them. So it's just kind of weird to match a voice and face.
Is he a good guy in person as well?
Oh, Ben?
Of course he's going to say that.
No, he's an asshole.
Well, I mean,
he has three nipples.
Him and Diane were great. I was actually a little afraid that Funtime Diane would be, like, insane or something.
Funtime Diane.
They did a show together where they were drunk.
Funtime powers activate.
Oh, yeah, and he was talking about the butthole and everything. And
it was just, like, it was just crazy. And I was like, what is this woman going to be like? But she was a total sweetheart, too. And they both really won Jessica and I over. It was really amazing. That's kind of the real, like, benefit to podcasting. Other than being able to, you know, promote songs that I like, my own songs and songs of my friends, has been like meeting like-minded people across America.
Yeah,
that's tough to do, even like in your own city.
Yeah, I definitely want in our show for us to do better with actually like, in like, I feel like people are, the way our show is set up now, people are just kind of listening to us or hearing our conversation, and I'd like to be better at communicating with the listener and just saying, hey, you know, like, how are you? You know, thanks for listening. And yeah, you're my friend. And, you know, because
I don't know. I think if you guys have like 1,300 downloads, you're probably pretty good at communicating with the listener. But I don't know. That's why we created the Wall of Fame, because we were getting a lot of like interesting feedback from all these really compelling, a lot of other podcasters, but also interesting, like, people from, you know, across America, and I guess the UK partially, but who were saying, you know, we really like the show, and just, we seem to have a lot in common with them, which is, it's really fascinating to find people.
Why aren't,
you know,
we number 76?
So much in common with. Huh?
Why aren't we 76, Seth?
Because we're out of the 100. No, we're out of the 100. All the corporate, you know, stations are taking over.
Yeah, I wouldn't attribute that to anything you guys are doing.
Oh, Murdoch's Minutemen are number one now? Okay.
the iTunes podcast, New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
I love how iTunes podcast is somehow in the top 10.
Why is Steve Jobs' Jam number one?
Right.
That would be interesting. I'd love to hear that one.
Yeah, I actually
would,
too.
That's kind of what I was saying about iTunes, is that it's a double-edged sword, you know?
Yeah.
Especially them not including, like, having an exclusive directory is, you know, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's like, it's great that we're in it, right? We benefit immensely from it.
But not everybody is in it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, Ben, I think, deserves to be in it. And if someone complains, like, maybe if an artist complained that, you know, he didn't get written consent or something first.
So
then,
lame.
You know, you know, take legal action in terms of removing him or whatever, and then arresting him and then probing him or whatever you want to do. Send him to Guantanamo Bay.
So he's not on the iTunes directory?
No.
No, he's not. He's kind of been complaining about that heavily, and I agree. He has a direct complaint, though, because Adam Curry supposedly...
Curry plays mashups. We've talked about this on previous shows, and that's crapola.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure the mashups are really controversial, though, I guess. Yeah. Maybe that is the reason that they don't include Ben.
Well, hey,
he plays a couple.
Seth, we're running a little long on the show. I'd like to play one more tune and then wrap it up. But we really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, buddy.
And
that's fine. I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you. And I'd love to have, if Zach and Bobby ever listen, I'd love to have them send pictures so they can be right next to you on the Wall of Fame.
Yeah.
I'll send a picture. I try to send you a...
You're going to send him a picture
comment,
of your nuts.
And I got to say that your form wouldn't let me send the comment.
Yeah, the why me comment was weird.
Yeah, it was like...
It cancels out after like 7 to 10 days.
Oh.
All the spam we were getting.
Okay.
Oh, you know what, yeah. Mitch? Give him the picture of me dressed up as Super Bob.
I don't know if I have that digitally. Well, anyways, Lee, if you're listening, you know, I see a voicemail, so maybe we can play that, but... sorry, we had our lines clogged up.
We've got another guy, Lee, who loves us.
Yeah, you know Lee the Dork.
We're playing a Lee Harris song on our next show.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And he is on the Wall of Fame. So.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Lee's a good guy.
Yeah,
anyway,
awesome.
I'll talk to you guys later. It was great chatting with you.
Yeah, brother.
See
Bye,
you, Seth.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so.
What's our next song? It's the Saison?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We'll just drop right in on that one.
Let's get the boogie.
Let's get the boogie on.
Hey, by the way, just so you guys know, Willy Wonka, the Chocolate Factory, sucked my nuts.
Oh, I liked it.
The new one?
I liked it a lot.
The new one?
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't stand it.
Very terrible. Takes a lot of nuts to say that.
This is where we fight.
This is where we fight. Takes nuts to say that.
Up and down to the wire. There's nothing but city cars. Down to you, oh, I miss the sky.
Everyone gets to pick their own bye. Your own voice.
Okay, so that was like the super duper pooper podcast of all time.
That was Cezanne with Got So Much.
Oh, yeah. That was Cezanne.
We got to get
another guy's Pitchfork guys. I really, really dug them. Found them on the Pitchfork. Go to pitchforkmedia.com. They've got tons of free stuff. Downloads.
Go to hybridrecordings.com.
Go to Matador Records. Go to Jack Pine Social Club.
Go to Artemis Recordings.
Go to www.paintthesky.org/yme.html and check out our buddy Seth and his podcast because it kicks ass.
Yes.
Ass. And go to the Austin City Limits concert. Series.
Concert?
Austin City Limits is coming up. Oh, yeah. And it makes Coachella look stupid in certain ways.
So I just wanted to say a little something.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Right.